Israeli police say 7 people were killed and at least 70 wounded when a bomb went off in a cafeteria at Jerusalem's Hebrew University. Several Americans are among the wounded. Israeli officials said this was a planted bomb, not a suicide attack. The Palestinian Authority condemned the blast, which was claimed by the Hamas faction. We hear more from NPR's Peter Kenyon.
In April, the student newspaper at Hebrew University reported on lax security at the Hilltop campus. One scenario in the article was a bombing in the cafeteria of the Frank Sinatra International Center. The article predicted a hypothetical death toll of 7, with 28 injured. As it turned out, the authors of that article severely underestimated the number of wounded. Today's explosion ripped through the cafeteria, scattering food, blood-stained chairs, and bodies in all directions. Soon, the wounded were rushed on metal gurneys down to the waiting ambulances. Later, at a slower pace, came the bodies of the dead, wrapped in numbered plastic bags. Regular classes are over for the summer, but exams are still being taken, and some 600 foreigners had registered for summer Hebrew language classes. Students were shocked by this bombing at a campus where Jewish, Arab, and foreign students mix so freely, but Israeli spokesman Daniel Seaman says it shouldn't be a surprise.
These are people that are capable of looking a baby in the eye and pulling the trigger, or seeing babies in carriages and detonating themselves, so they should care that they're Arabs or there's a mixed population in the university? That's nothing.
At the Sha'ari Tzedek Hospital, nurses comfort a distraught woman looking for a friend. She's been to a number of hospitals, but the name she's looking for isn't on the list here either. 63-year-old Pierre Saban is being released after receiving treatment for light cuts and abrasions. He was studying in the library when he went to the cafeteria for a bite of lunch. He says he's not sure why he escaped with such light injuries.
I was sitting in the middle of the dining area when the explosion went off. On both of my sides, there were very unpleasant cases of people who were injured. I was a medic in the army, so I tried to help, but then when the first aid teams came, I let them continue on.
Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority condemned the latest bombing, as it did yesterday's suicide bombing in downtown Jerusalem. But in Gaza, the Hamas faction said today's blast was to avenge last week's Israeli bombing that killed a Hamas military commander and a number of Palestinian women and children. Spokesman Mahmoud Zahar said Israel should rethink its policy of occupation and military attacks.
If they are going to attack, if they are going to kill, if they are going to continue their occupation, they have to face such operation.
American peace activist Jesse Jackson canceled a meeting with Hamas leaders after the group claimed responsibility for today's attack. The explosion came as Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's cabinet approved the expulsion of a relative of a past Palestinian attacker to the Gaza Strip. That proposal drew widespread international criticism when it was first announced. Israel says the family will have 12 hours to appeal the decision. At the scene of today's bombing, Internal Security Minister Uzi Landau, a backer of expulsions, said it's not enough for Israel to adopt a defensive posture.
You cannot really defend yourself all the time. You need to be also on the attack. You need to find them, you need to track them down, and you have to eliminate this problem.
Palestinians point out that Israel is already occupying most of the West Bank, assassinating Palestinian fighters, and making sweeping arrests, and those measures have not eliminated the problem. Israel did take a new step in the fight against terror. For the first time, roadblocks were set up in the Hebron area to search for Jewish settlers suspected of killing a 14-year-old Palestinian girl during a riot on Sunday. A heavy police presence is in place to investigate the killing and try to prevent further riots. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.